Chris, I'm running for the United States Senate because it's time. It's time for a new generation of leaders to step up and actually tackle the problems before us as a country. It's time that we get back to the constitutional principles that have made this country great, and I'm determined to go back there and do something. You know, when I was born, our federal debt was $475 billion in 1974. It's now $15 trillion. And I'm looking for leadership and just haven't seen it.
Senator Hatch represents a formidable opponent, but not an invincible one, as Robert Bennett could well attest. You said that you feel that now is the time that's appropriate and necessary to challenge such a well-established fellow Republican?
You know, God bless Senator Hatch for his service. I was 2 years old when he was elected in 1976, and he's worked hard just to, you know, to represent the state. But elections are about the future, and, you know, there's been a generation of politicians, Republicans and Democrats, and Senator Hatch has been one of them, who've pushed more and more power to Washington, D.C., created, you know, Federal Department of Education, who, you know, really facilitated the government takeover of healthcare, who allowed our debt to balloon to out-of-control proportions. Well, I'm going to have to live through the next 40 years, and so are my kids. And I want to make sure that there's something to live for. And so you're seeing a whole new generation of people get involved and saying enough. God bless Senator Hatch. You know, he's the longest-serving senator in Utah history and will go down in history as one of our great senators. But it's time, and it's time for new leadership, and it's time to move this state forward.
Senator Hatch, as you mentioned, won his seat in 1976. He defeated a three-term incumbent, Frank Moss. And among the many things that Hatch criticized Moss for during his campaign was Moss's long 18 years of service that he suggested left Moss out of touch with his constituents. And he criticized the idea of a professional or career public servant. Any response to that? It's ironic that 18 years of service is exactly half of the 36 years that Senator Hatch has now served.
Let me just say, Chris, I agree with Senator Hatch. I think 18 years is enough. And even accounting for inflation, 36 years is plenty. And I think it's just time. These positions of trust were never meant to be lifetime appointments. It was John Adams who advocated for our system that has a farmer leave the plow in the field and the merchant leave his goods on the shelf to go and serve, but then to go home after the service is done. And it's time. The reason why I think Utah is one of the best managed states in the nation is we have a citizen legislature where people step up, they serve, and then they go home. And that should apply to our people representatives in Washington as well. I appreciate Orrin Hatch's service to the state, but it's time. And I've got the passion and energy and drive to make a difference, and I'm determined to.
Along that line of thinking, a president is limited to 2 4-year terms. Senators, of course, serve for 6 years, and yet there's no limitation on terms. Do you have any feelings about term limits?
Yeah, I'm in favor of term limits. You know, there's a military adage that says, be brief, be brilliant, and be gone. And that's exactly what I plan to do. I'll work hard, I'll serve, but, you know, I don't plan on staying there forever. But I want to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mike Lee was successful in his bid, of course, as we mentioned, defeating Robert Bennett first at the convention and then ultimately at the primary and general election. Any direct encouragement from Senator Lee? Have you spoken with him?
You know, Mike Lee is a good friend of mine, but, you know, he is officially neutral in this race. Mm-hmm. But I certainly expect to team up with him to help carry the state forward. He's an energetic and passionate voice for really a whole new generation of Americans getting involved in politics for the first time. I appreciate Mike's friendship.
You have to have derived some indirect encouragement in the sense that in seeing his success, you know it is possible to be successful.
Yeah, we're going to win this race. It's time, and everybody, I think a lot of people, I've been all over the state, they feel it. God bless him for his service, but it's time.
Thank you very much for spending time with us.
My pleasure, Chris. Thank you.